नारायण 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 श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय श्रद्धे स्वामी जी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज चैप्टर टू वर्स 19 लिंक अप टू द प्रीवियस वर्स देर इज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ सीयर्स हु नो द सोल एज इम्पेरिशेबल इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा टू एम्फसाइज द सेम फैक्ट speaks of those who do not regard the soul as indestructible by a negative inference. Yayenam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhauto na vijanito nayam hanti na hanyate. Both of them are ignorant, one who holds the soul as the slayer and the other who considers it as slain. For the soul neither slays nor is slain. Comment. Ya enam veti hantaram. One who considers the soul as slayer is ignorant because the soul does not act. But by identifying with the body, it accepts itself as a doer. As an artisan, however clever he may be, cannot work without tools. Similarly, the soul without body cannot do anything. Therefore, the Lord, in the 13th chapter, declares that he who sees that all actions are performed by Prakriti, nature alone, realizes the self as non-doer. In Gita chapter 13, verse 29. It means that the self is not a doer, but by identifying itself with body, it assumes itself to be the doer of actions performed by the body. If a man does not identify himself with the body, he is not at all a doer of any activity. Yas chainam manyate hatam. One who holds the soul as slain is also ignorant. As the soul is never the slayer, so it is never killed, because the soul always remains unaffected and unchanged. Only the perishable and changeable can be slain. How could the imperishable and unchangeable be slain? Ubhauto na vijanito nayam hanti na hanyate. Both of these who holds the soul as slayer and he who considers it as slain are ignorant. A question arises whether he who holds the soul as slayer as well as slain is not ignorant. The answer is that he is also ignorant because the soul is neither a destroyer nor can it be destroyed. It is always the same without any change. Therefore, one should not grieve. The soul has been described neither as a slayer nor as slain, because it was in the context of war before Arjun. But actually the soul is free from all actions and modifications. Appendix. This Shariri, the possessor of the body, neither slays anyone nor is slain by anyone. It means that it is neither a doer of any action nor is an object of action, nor is affected in any way. Those who like the body hold the shariri as the slayer and as the slain, indeed don't attach importance to the discrimination between the body and the self, but attach importance to indiscrimination. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.